What is a deadlock in Java, and how can it be avoided? A deadlock occurs when two or more threads are blocked forever because they are waiting for each other. To avoid deadlocks, one can ensure that locks are acquired in a consistent order or use timeout mechanisms. How does reentrant lock support interruptible lock acquisition? Reentrant lock allows for interruptible lock acquisition using the lock interruptibly method, which allows a thread to acquire a lock unless interrupted. What is the fork join pool, and how does it optimize parallel execution? The fork join pool is a specialized thread pool designed for parallel computing. It efficiently manages tasks that can be recursively divided into smaller subtasks, allowing better resource utilization. What are the benefits of using atomic reference in Java? Atomic reference provides a thread-safe way to update reference types, like objects, atomically, without using locks or synchronization, improving performance and reducing contention. What is the role of executors, .new fixed thread pool, in managing thread pools? Executors, .new fixed thread pool, creates a thread pool with a fixed number of threads. It is useful when you want to limit the number of concurrent threads to manage system resources efficiently. How does callable differ from runnable in Java? Callable is similar to runnable, but it can return a result and throw exceptions. It is often used in parallel computing tasks that need to return data or handle errors. What is the use of thread.sleep in thread synchronization? Thread.sleep pauses the current thread for a specified amount of time. It is not a synchronization mechanism, but can be used to simulate delays in thread execution. What is the object.wait method, and how is it used for inter-thread communication? Object.wait is used to make the current thread release the lock and enter the waiting state until notified by another thread. It is often used for communication between threads and synchronization blocks. What is the volatile keyword used for in Java? The volatile keyword is used to indicate that a variable may be modified by multiple threads. It ensures that the value of the variable is always read from and written to the main memory, preventing caching issues. What is the difference between synchronized methods and blocks in Java? A synchronized method ensures that only one thread can execute that method at a time. A synchronized block, on the other hand, only synchronizes a specific section of code within a method, offering more fine-grained control over synchronization. How do countdown latch and cyclic barrier differ in Java? A countdown latch is used to block a thread until a specified count reaches zero, usually for waiting for multiple threads to finish. A cyclic barrier is used to synchronize a fixed number of threads, allowing them to all start together at a barrier point and then continue executing. What is the difference between thread.sleep and object.wait in Java? Thread.sleep pauses the current thread for a specified time, while object.wait releases the lock on the object and allows other threads to acquire the lock, waiting until another thread notifies it. How does the executor service simplify thread management in Java? Executor service manages a pool of threads for you, simplifying the task of thread creation, management, and shutdown. It reduces the complexity of directly managing threads and improves performance by reusing thread resources. What is the difference between synchronized keyword and reentrant lock in Java? The synchronized keyword is simpler and provides automatic lock release. Reentrant lock is more flexible and offers additional features like timed lock acquisition, interruptible lock acquisition, and ability to try locking. What is the use of thread.interrupt method in Java? The thread.interrupt method is used to interrupt a thread's execution. It sets the thread's interrupt flag, which can be checked by the thread to decide if it should terminate its task early. What is a semaphore in Java, and when would you use it? A semaphore is a synchronization aid that controls access to a shared resource by multiple threads. It allows a set number of threads to access a resource at a time and blocks other threads until a permit is available. How does atomic integer work, and why is it useful in multi-threaded environments? Atomic integer provides atomic operations for integers. It ensures that the value is updated safely across threads without the need for synchronization.